VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The coronavirus pandemic continues to take its toll on countries around the world. More than 300,000 people have been infected globally, with more than 13,000 deaths. The coronavirus cases are ballooning in Europe, with the death toll in Italy reaching almost 5,000. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda has more.
All parks will be closed. People cannot leave their homes even for exercise now. And in the worst-hit region, the military is now joining police to enforce it. People can only venture outside for essential needs, like food. To make matters worse, the death toll may actually be far higher than official tallies. The mayor of the most badly hit city, Bergamo, in the country's north, has reportedly said that he believes it may be as much as four times as high in his town. The mayor told the Huffington Post that elderly are dying at home without testing, so the true numbers may be underreported. Other town mayors in the area have told him the same. In Genoa, also in the country's north, a cruise ship is being repurposed as a hospital ship to offset the overflowing medical wards.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Elsewhere in Europe, Germany is trying to increase the number of intensive care beds. Britain has shut down dining establishments, bars, and other leisure businesses in its effort to bring a halt to the virus. Iran's death toll continues to climb as countries across the Middle East are working to stem the outbreak of the coronavirus. A spokesman for Iran's health ministry says his country now has over 1,600 coronavirus deaths and more than 21,000 people infected. In one of the strictest measures yet, Jordan has ordered all shops to close and all people to stay off the streets until at least Tuesday. For more on the virus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Several African countries have confirmed their first cases of the coronavirus, while Rwanda is the first nation in Africa to be placed on lockdown. Uganda, Angola, and Eritrea are all reporting their first cases. Indians were on their balconies and standing near open windows to clap and ring bells on Sunday to cheer emergency workers. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had asked people to stay indoors for a voluntary curfew. Meanwhile, Malaysia has called in the army to help police enforce a two-week travel ban. The U.S. is nearly halfway through a 15-day plan to flatten the curve and reduce the spread of the coronavirus. VOA's Carolyn Pursuti has more from the White House.
Vice President Mike Pence and his wife undergoing precautionary testing on Saturday after his staffer tested positive for the virus. The Pence's results are negative. Doctors have tested 195,000 Americans, and scientists are working on a self-administered test. But infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci reminds that without symptoms,
not every single person in the United States needs to get tested.
Dr. Fauci called reports of possible success with a malaria drug and another drug anecdotal and said more research is needed. Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News at the White House.
The International Olympic Committee is facing mounting opposition to the current schedule for the Tokyo 2020 Games, as athletes, teams, and federations are calling for a delay because of the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Bruce Morton has more.
The 2020 Summer Games should be delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. This from the chief of USA Track and Field, Max Siegel, and came only hours after a similar letter was sent by the head of USA Swimming. Put together, athletes in those two sports accounted for 65 of America's 121 medals at the previous Summer Games. In addition, federations from Norway and Brazil have publicly requested the Games be postponed. Bruce Morton, Denver.
IOC President Thomas Bach says any decision to change the Olympic Games will need careful planning and information. North Korea is welcoming what it says was a letter from President Trump to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying it was a sign of the special and very firm personal relations between the two leaders despite recent frictions. A senior Trump administration official confirms the president sent the letter and called it consistent with his efforts to engage global leaders during the ongoing pandemic. Croatia state media says a 5.3 magnitude earthquake hit near Zagreb today. AFP says the quake, the most powerful to strike the Croatian capital in nearly 140 years, sent panicked residents running onto streets. Authorities are urging people not to gather in groups outside to avoid further spreading the virus. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
From Washington,